This is Peter Walsh with M&R.
Scott Ritter with the Decorated Apparel Expo.
This is Ben Landisman with Lawson Screen and Digital Products.
This is Deborah Sexton.
And you're listening to the Two Regular Guys
Podcast.
Podcast. Hosted by Terry Combs
and Aaron Montgomery.
All right. Well, welcome to the show. It is Friday, April 2nd, 2021.
I'm Terry Combs, and you can find me at terrycombs.com.
And I'm Aaron Montgomery, and you can find me over at rsuccessgroup.com. We are live today together, so you guys might hear a little echo today. We're going to try to, we've been working to try to keep it down, so we'll see how it goes. You know, we might just go to one camera and have Terry just sit right here or something, so we'll see how that goes. But this is Terry's home office, so we'll have some fun live video and do some other things. And we may have a few other surprises up our sleeves today because we have our really good friends, Jeff Solomon and Jay Bissell, joining us today. And you guys know them as the Taco Guys. We're the Wing Guys. So there's a little bit of a little friction there, but we're going to work it out today. So it's wings versus tacos is what we're talking about today. No, I'm kidding. We obviously will have some fun with that, but we're going to talk promo products. We're going to talk about how apparel fits into the promo products world and some untapped markets we apparel folks might be missing from the promo world. So we've got two fantastic experts that are really good at meshing those two worlds, and we're excited to talk to them here shortly, Terry.
Absolutely. I'm really excited. And I, you know, we assumed that they would bring tacos since they do tacos in their show. So we might have some wings here that have been warmed up in my oven and
good times. Christine actually says, good morning, guys. How many chicken wings have you eaten so far? Is the city still standing? So we are actually having chicken wings at 8 a.m. Phoenix time. I told Terry that I did have to test these last night. So I had a full dozen last night and then brought over another 15 or so this morning. So we'll be able to dive in. Exactly. And Amanda says, good morning. Now I'm hungry. and Jay does have a good point. By the way, there's no such thing as Wing Wednesday. And I think the reason for that, though, Jay, is the fact that every day is a good day for chicken wings. So we don't have to just be on Tuesdays. all right. We're already getting into it. There's Jay with the tacos. Thank you, Jay, for being there. We did kind of set them up a little bit. So we're going to try to be nice and have a good time. Anyhow. All right. Todd says, I see nothing wrong with eating wings at 8 a.m. It's like tailgating. So there we go. All right, Terry. Let's get a couple news items and then we'll get our guests in here. And sorry, I dropped my napkin. So first news item for me, Terry, we had an opportunity to actually have a conversation with Amanda just a couple days ago, Terry. Now, I think it was. And Amanda's with Printing United. And we are really excited to announce that we will be broadcasting live from Orlando. And more details coming soon, but we can't wait to get out there, get back in person with everybody. Lots of exciting things happening. And as we have more details, we'll be sharing all the way up to that run-in into Orlando. October 6th, I believe, is the first date. So so really looking forward to that. So stay tuned. But what about you, Terry? What did you
Well, I just got a notification yesterday. Impressions Expo is taking submissions for the 2022 educational seminars and workshops. And they say they're placing a dedicated emphasis on content. And they want next year's conference program to be more diverse, dynamic, informative as ever, while providing maximum value for attendees. And the deadline is coming up soon. It is April 30th. And I think that that Eric is about to put up the link where you can go and they're always looking for new speakers. So I'm going to guess that there's going to be it will be on schedule in 2022. So all those events should be happening.
For sure. That's exciting. And so, yeah, we're super excited to be getting back out there. Everybody, doing everything. And so if you are somebody that wants to present, this is the time. They are definitely opening up for more diversity, dynamic, informative information. So looking forward to seeing who's going to be out there in 2022. So, all right, Terry. Well, I think it's dad joke time. Let's see. We've got to check the comments here before we get too much further along. Kim Johnson did share with us that the fireball is in the freezer. So that I don't know what the appropriate time to wait for that is, Terry.
That's true. It is in the freezer. Now that you mention it. and there's another one in the freezer in the fridge out by the pool. So
nice.
Just in case. Yeah. So you don't have to go very far.
Exactly. All right. So Jim, good morning, and David Gross, good morning. Thanks for being here. And Amanda says, super excited to have you and the regulators at Printing United, physically at a trade show. Does that not sound cool, Terry?
I don't know. I can't wait.
All right. So Jim says, Terry, you need to have a screen printing course at Impressions Expo.
Well,
make a note. All right. So let's do the dad joke here real quick, and then we'll get into the guests and have our taco wing showdown. Oh, sorry. I meant talk about promo products and stuff like that. But all right. So I'm going to bring the dad joke in, Terry, if that works for you. Okay.
Sure.
Why can't you hear a pterodactyl going to the bathroom?
I don't know. Why can't you hear a pterodactyl going to the bathroom?
Because the P is silent. All right. Well, I use that with my two sons yesterday, and they both thought it was hilarious too. So it is a good dad joke. And we want to thank Lexi from Ortna Art, Joe, our friend Joe Ortna over there. Lexi's on his production staff. And so that's two dad jokes in a row from Lexi. We also have some other dad jokes that have come in. So we've got the next couple of weeks covered here, Terry.
Exactly. Aaron, before we dive in with these guys, we want to thank everyone for checking out the Two Regular Guys podcast. We are always looking for new guests. If you or anyone you know would like to join us, go to calendly.com/2 regular guys, and give us your show ideas. And if you're listening to the podcast version of our show, we would appreciate you sharing the Two Regular Guys with your industry friends so they can become regulators too. We would love and appreciate you giving us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Amazon Podcasts, or wherever you go for your podcast listening. Make sure that you join us for questions and comments today, and reach out to your industry friends so they can join us today on this live broadcast too.
Got to hit the unmute button, and we're going to have a little bit of that today, trying to keep the echo down for you guys. But in fact, we might just... during the commercial break here, Terry, make a jump. We'll see. All right. So with that being said, let's hear a quick word from my company, Our Success Group, and then we will be back with Jay and Jeff.
Are you looking to move your business forward and make it a full-time success that not only supports you, but also can support your family? Todd Downing and I launched Our Success Group. Our mission is to provide resources that empower business owners to achieve their idea of success. What we learned when Todd started his own decorating business, and I was a pioneer of the industry's first podcast, was people were hoarding all of the information, or it was just disorganized and had no basis in real results. Both Todd and I saw really nice people fail because they didn't have the basics and a foundation. We don't want you to struggle to launch or grow your business. We want you to thrive, hit the ground running, and be good citizens of your market. If you are interested in learning more and would like to get some free resources, just fill out the form over at oursuccessgroup.com/empowered. That's empowered, EMPOWERED.
All right. Well, appreciate you guys supporting us, and definitely go and check it out over there. All right, Terry. Well, sorry. You've got a mouthful of chicken wings. I don't know if you'll be able to introduce our guests here, but if you can swallow, go for it.
I'm all set. All right. Today, we want to welcome in Jay Bissell and Jeff Solomon from Tacos with Jay and Jeff. Jeff Solomon is the publisher of Free Promo Tips, a PPAI award-winning business resource. His promotional products distribution business has won multiple PPAI Pyramid Awards. At the urging of his brilliant wife, he expanded his apparel decorating business to include promo products over 20 years ago. That changed the game for him. Jeff has a passion for effective brand marketing and co-hosts the hit show Tacos with Jay and Jeff, where we were recently guests, spotlighting the epic marketing and branding that suppliers and distributors are doing. Along with other industry thought leaders, he has developed a new community, AI, Advocates for the Industry. AI has one goal, working together for the success of the promotional marketing industry. It's been about 30 years since Jay Bissell started printing and selling unofficial replica t-shirts in the mid-80s of his favorite ski resorts, skiing and skateboarding companies, and a few bands that will go nameless because they're probably still looking for Jay. Jay is a board member referred to as Chefs for Promo Kitchen, an all-volunteer nonprofit group focused on mentorship. Jay is a highly rated industry presenter and a trainer on topics like branding, social media, and LinkedIn. Jay is currently the marketing director at Equipment Zone, the co-host of Tacos with Jay and Jeff, and the self-proclaimed CTO, Chief Taco Officer. Jay says he found his home hanging out with the other promo peeps and apparel geeks on the island of Misfit Toys. Welcome to the show, guys.
You guys are the worst. You're the worst. Set us up. Oh my gosh. And you're taking a mouthful of wings. Look at you guys. Look at this. Jeff, hey, come on, man.
I have my Taco Tuesday bear. Yeah,
we got swag. No, a plate full of wings hanging out at Harry's house. Come on.
Well, you know, we did set you guys up a little bit, but mentioned,
I figured you, Terry kept you up late last night when you guys were out by the pool hanging out. It was like a late tailgate party, having wings and beverages.
Well, actually, I just showed up this morning at 7:30 a.m. But
never mind. My story's better.
Your story is better. You're way cooler than me. So, well, all right. So let's just put this wings and taco thing to bed here, guys.
Hey, it's your show. You win. That's it.
Yes.
No, right. I'm not going to go down without a fight. Come on, Jay. We have Taco has more food groups in it. You know, you got the lettuce, the cheese, the protein, the shadow. Right.
It is definitely, it's got its own day. And I know you guys said, well, you could have tacos any day. You could have wings any day. You know what? Listen, let's just let them have their moment. It's their show. Let's be polite.
Okay. Governor. All right. We'll move past that.
All right, I just have to throw it.
Paul McCartney named his band after the chicken wing. Come on.
Oh. which band was that? The Beatles? I'm
Paul
lost.
McCartney and Wings.
Oh, that's right. Ooh. Forget.
I just thought of that.
So all you people that are tuning in, this is what it's all about, right? The whole Wings.
This is it. I can see the viewership numbers just dropping off now.
I think more are probably joining us now.
That's probably true.
Yeah, my mom just texted me and said, you guys are going to talk about something other than tacos and wings, right?
Well, I just have one more point about wings, and then we can put this to bed.
All right. Take it.
The one thing that we thought about was the fact that even if chicken wings were cold, they're still delicious. So an 8 a.m. morning after chicken wing is still as delicious. A cold taco, gets a little floppy.
I'm going to give it to you. I think you're right. A cold taco is not. Let's go. Let's just stay out of it.
I love to beat this one along. But what I do want to say before we get started is truly, I mean, all joking aside. Well, no, never all joking aside.
Yeah.
Seriously, we go back a long ways in the screen printing industry. I'll always have fond memories of the U.S. Screen Printing Institute and where I met you guys. And Jay and I go back even further than that. But really, so great to be on your show with all your many fans. And I think we have some good content and some things that will be relevant to the audience as we go forward, I hope, I think.
Yeah. And not only that, Jeff, but we're going to lower the curve, you know. So, you know, they have us on to kind of, you know, they have these peak shows. They are the most popular apparel show, and you know, they have thousands and thousands and thousands of fans. So for us, you know, we got to kind of balance it out a little bit. So every now and then they throw us a bone and try not to try not to choke on those chicken bones, but there it is. No, it's true. What Jeff said is 100% true. It's our honor. It's our pleasure. Sorry for being goofy, but you know, you did set us up. So we're just thrilled. We're just excited to be here. You know us. We're happy to talk promo, branding, marketing, wings. We'll go all in on wings for at least an hour.
No apologies for being goofy. I mean, I think that's why our show works. We're nuts. And our guests are also. Well, okay, we had one guest got confused on the taco thing and brought tequila. So yeah. I thought of tequila, but just start with a T. What's that?
Yeah, tacos, tequila, it's all the same. Not only that, but we've had international guests from Australia. And you know what?
That's right.
They don't really have tacos. So what does this guy do? He grabs toast, puts some Vegemite on it,
cuts
it in half like a taco, and has a Vegemite taco straight from Melbourne, Australia.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Yeah, hey, getting down on a taco.
Terry and I are just going to bounce out of here, go eat our chicken wings and let you guys go. This is perfect.
As long as we've got E-Rich behind the controls, we're good to go.
You got the thumbs up there. All right. Well, so guys, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate you guys taking the ribbing and appreciate you guys taking the time to be here. As Jeff said, our relationship here, you guys are amazing. Always had fond memories of every time we've had a chance to get together. We did get a chance to be on your show, which was fantastic. You guys do a fantastic job, and we appreciate everything you guys do for the industry. And the thing I really wanted to talk to you guys about today. So my goal is to talk about how we kind of can mesh these promo products, t-shirt, apparel worlds together. So we'll get into that in just a second. But let me start off here. Let's get a little history out of the way here first. What led you each to the path of promotional products? I know in your bio, Jeff, you talked about your wife kind of bringing you to that table. But talk to us a little bit about that start. And Jeff, we'll start with you, and then Jay, we'll get to you if that sounds good.
Perfect.
Well, I always felt like, apparel decorators, we're the real people. We're actually doing the stuff, you know, and we... at the time we had a pretty nice operation and, I love the idea that we get to throw ink on shirts that, not only will commemorate events, but promote company branding and even messaging. You know, I actually did a presentation yesterday and showed, you know, how much it was like our clients love receiving our stuff. And it was, from our city, an event we do, Concerts in the Park. And I was in the City of Santa Clarita film vault. We do a lot of filming in Santa Clarita. And I was holding a CSI, like a foot that's all cut off. And, you know, it was a prop from CSI. And then a shirt with a scripture I delivered to a church client, and then a corporate thing. And that's the beauty of apparel decorating. Is the reward we get. And you all know this, your audience knows this, when you deliver the shirts for the event and it's great. But when you get into the promo world, it just opens up a world of other business. And your customers that are buying apparel are going to buy that promo from somewhere else. And that's where my wife, who's smarter than me, realized, hey, this is a, you know, wow, this is a business opportunity. I mean, just get out of your world. And I didn't want to sell that. Can I say, I didn't want to sell that. That's plastic. Crap, you know, but there's much more to it. That's it.
Jay, what about you? How did you find your way? You know, I know you're still firmly planted in the apparel space, but you definitely have a nice toehold over in that promotional products world. How did you get over there?
It was a similar story in that we were a small family-run apparel decoration company. We were a screen printer here in Phoenix, the greater Phoenix area. And my dad and his partner were both refugees of the savings and loan crises of the 80s. One was a high ranking exec at Honeywell, and my dad was a high ranking exec at a mortgage company in Dallas, Texas. And they got together and said, you know, this is crap. We hate this. How did we get here? You know, 25 years later, we hate it. So they bought this failing screen printing company from a drunk who was basically selling shirts to bars and trading out for beverages. And one thing led to another. And my parents call me, and I'm in Lake Tahoe, California, living the big life. And my mom and my sisters are like, hey, you need to come down here and check out, see what your dad's doing. And I'm like, well, no way. It's like 400 degrees there. I'm not going down to Phoenix. And one thing led to another. And here I am pulling a squeegee because I'd actually been printing. And so I did have that background as a bootlegger in high school, and figured out that this was fun. They were starting a fun business. I wanted to be a part of it. What we didn't know is that it also included promotional products. Now, we had no concept. We had no idea that someone had paid a subscription for this services called ASI. And, you know, people kept coming into our office. We'd deliver hoodies. We'd deliver jackets. We were delivering shirts, all the apparel items. And they'd say, hey, can you guys do some mugs? We'd like to get some mugs. We're like, no, we don't do mugs. What the hell? This is t-shirts. How hard is it? Come on. You know, so after about 15 times, if somebody said, hey, can we get some mugs? Or do you guys also do backpacks? Or what about pens? We'd like to get some pens too. I finally was like, Dad, hello. They're literally asking us. They want to give us more money. We got to figure this out.
Nice.
So that's how we got started.
That's awesome. Those are great stories. So Luke actually had a quick comment for you, Jay. He said, yeah. Jay, try Vegemite and peanut butter. So.
Oh, yeah. No, thanks. Skip that one.
This is a hard pass.
I've got men at work spinning in my head ever since you said Vegemite.
Yeah, Vegemite sandwich, Vegemite taco. Vegemite's terrible if you haven't had it before. For most Americans, we can't stand it. It's like, hey, let's have some moldy herbs spread on our toast. Yeah. Wow. Oh, and it's fermented, by the way. So you got that going for us. But if I had to have it, to Luke's point, if I had to eat it, I would eat it with peanut butter, and that would be the only way to choke it down.
Well, it's usually my job to offend some portion of our listeners.
Yeah, I got it covered. I got
that. You got it covered, Jay.
Yeah, it's easy. No problem. I'll step into it all show long.
It's interesting how many people tell us they get started in this industry by selling knockoff t-shirts. So it's just kind of every time we have Charlie Tobley on, he's got a news story about some crime he's committed by printing t-shirts.
Oh, it's true for me. That's exactly how I was such a ski bum at the time that I was always selling knockoff skiing to either the resorts or apparel lines that they were, you know, trying to put out. And this was early 80s. So, I mean, it's not like this was everywhere. And so I'd just show up at a parking lot with a box full of shirts while people were showing up to go skiing. And I'd just sit out there and be like, $15, $15. And $15 for a t-shirt in 1984, 1985, 1983. Listen, I made some good money. I got my season's pass every year. I'll put it to you that way. So.
So Jay, you were in LA and stuff. Or were you like one of those guys that's out like at the Raider game selling the stuff after the Laker game, you know?
Yeah, in a way you could say that, just not in Irvine, California at the Forum.
Oh, you're in Irvine. Oh, yeah.
No. Or is it, where is the Forum? Anyway, no, I was in at that time I was either in at Snowbird in Utah or Lake Tahoe, Heavenly, California, somewhere like that.
I always tell a story in my screen printing classes about a guy who was selling knockoff Super Bowl shirts. And what better place to sell them and not get caught than in the parking lot of the Super Bowl? Oh,
so, yeah. Mr. Genius there. That's a marketing. There's a marketing wizard and a brilliant man, let me tell you.
Well, speaking of these garment decorators, guys, how can a garment decorator get involved in the promotional products marketplace? Jay, let's start with you.
Well, thanks, Terry. I think most of the time our clients drag us there. So that's what happened to me. And they start asking for something that you normally don't produce. And to Jeff's earlier point, they often, you have the artwork, okay? You already have done work for somebody, and then they're asking for something else. And so it leads to, you know, this what we used to call hard goods. We had soft goods, apparel. We had hard goods, which was product. And oh, I just happen to have one right here, as a matter of fact. So you can see that things like this that, you know, do you hear that? Can you hear that? Yeah, that's the sound of.
I totally get it now.
Tacos of Tuesday. But the reality is I had this conversation with somebody who's an apparel decorator, and they're like, there's so many details. There's so many. It's like a different language. And I phrased it like this. Well, I like to think of them as cousins, like literally, and they're related. So you already manage apparel. You just have an opportunity to also manage promotional products. So to get into it, people ask us, what do I do? I would do research. I would cautiously toe into it with a couple of very trusting clients and explain to them that, hey, I'm expanding my business. 2021 is all about my rebound. I'm growing, and I'm going to be offering some new services from time to time. I just want to be okay with check in with you and say, you know, does this fit your brand? And I would do it from the perspective of the marketer. And I think that's when I say this, like we're cousins, that's how I feel about it. I feel like most apparel decorators are makers. They're really good at making. They make things. They feel proud about that. They're artisans. And I think a lot, and I'm this is broad brush here, but I think a lot of promotional product folks, the branded merch folks, they're more like marketers, and they think that they're like mini ad agencies, you know, and they're coming up with these crafty ideas. Well, I think that to Aaron's point, there's a meet in the middle where there's the best of both worlds. And whether you want to get started by officially joining an association like PPAI, that's one avenue. You could, you know, work with somebody like ASI, and they have these amazing research tools. There's a product called Sage. There's a Distributor Central. There's Promo Corner. So there are several ways to start to gather information to be able to then tell your customer base carefully and cautiously, yes, I can do tumblers. Yes, I can do these other things. I'm not going to decorate them. I'm going to carefully outsource them. I got to tell you guys, I mean, that scale is powerful. That's a great way to build your business, is to be outsourcing the production to other experts who are experts at embroidery on mere backpacks. And that's the other great thing, is that you have these retail brands for things that people want to go buy in retail and pay, you know, $80 for a backpack, $120 for an Oakley backpack. Well, if they pay $120 retail for an Oakley backpack, they'll pay $150 if it has my name on it, right? So I don't know if that answered your question, Terry, but that's what I'm going to say. That's what I'm going with.
You know, Jay, when you cash that first check and realize that all you did was place an order online and hand somebody a package, it's like, hey, maybe this is okay. Yeah.
And we've all had those scary moments where we don't know what's inside that package. And we gave up the trust. We gave up all of the control to strangers on the other side of the country. But if you work with a trusted group, and I'm sure Jeff could speak to this, there are trusted suppliers out there that do an awesome job.
Yeah, Jeff. Well, go ahead, Jeff, if you want to add to what Jay's shared with us.
Well, yeah. Obviously, it's just a natural, and I can say that a lot of the promo products people are afraid of apparel. They're afraid they don't understand the inks, they don't understand, you know, the fabrics and so forth. And the apparel guys are afraid of promo products because we don't understand the processes. And to be real specific about how they get into it, and Jay had mentioned some amazing resources. And the truth of the matter is, it's not that complicated, yet it is complicated, because you now have to take and hand over the artwork and create a purchase order in such a way that supplier that you're trusting to, you know, produce that product will do it right. But there are resources, and I'm hoping that Jay intentionally left the door wide open for me to talk about Promo Kitchen, which is a chef. And Promo Kitchen is a group of volunteer people that really there's a mentor program in there. And the truth of the matter is, it's just a little more complicated than one might think. And so there's no cost. I mean, these are people that just want to give back. And so promokitchen.org, I believe, would be how to find that mentor program. But you'd want to find a search engine program to help you find the stuff you put in mugs. Boom. You know, all these suppliers are going to come up, and you want to know the right suppliers. There's also some online groups that are available that are really great with product sourcing. And you want to engage and don't want to suck too much from them. But it's like, where can I find this specific item? And people will help you. And then you just need to know the sources through any one of these tools that Jay has mentioned. But I think it's a no-brainer for decorators. I mean, Jay and I both have been down the road. I mean, why would you want to leave dollars on the table, especially in this marketplace? I mean, all dollars, all business is important. The other key point I want to make here is you then become more powerful, valuable to your client, because you also stand the risk of losing that apparel business. If that guy's going somewhere else for the promo products, they go, what are you doing for shirts? I can beat that price or whatever, you know? So why would you not want to be a more valuable resource? And here's one last thing I'm going to share on this is what I discovered when I entered the promo products industry is while on apparel, we do a great job with educating a lot on technical aspects and you guys do an awesome job of that, but there's a much bigger focus in the promo industry on marketing and branding and things like that. And so when I went in, I went to my first trade show, I was blown away by the educational offerings. And so all of a sudden you just become a way more valuable resource. Your decorating company becomes more of a juggernaut as a business. And it's just, I can't, you know, it's worked for me, it's worked for others. So don't be afraid of it. There are resources out there. And even, you know, Jay and I would be available, just at least point you in a direction. Promo Kitchen's a good place to go. A lot of great resources. Another one we're going to throw out for content, our friends at Common SKU. It's an order processing platform. This is where all the cool kids hang out. But they also produce a lot of content that's available to everybody. On a variety of topics, as does Promo Kitchen. Great information and content. So that's it.
Awesome. Yeah, I guess that's why we didn't get invited to the Cool Kids hang out there, Terry. So we have to make our own place.
Cool kids. You know, tacos. By the way,
you know, I did.
They saw the greasy fingers from a mile away, and they're like, no. These are wings, guys. Yeah.
I wanted to say I was really distracted by Aaron while Jay is talking, and Aaron's just jumping on that wing. I was really distracted.
I know. I started to actually get hungry, but I want to say thanks to Jeff for bringing up Promo Kitchen. Obviously, I was hopeful that he would say that rather than me, because then it always sounds like a commercial coming from me. We're happy to help you. Promo Kitchen is a great resource, and for saying Common SKU, because our great friends. We have so many great friends, and they truly are interested in bettering, whether you start as an apparel decorator or from any other direction. So there's a lot of info out there. I hope we could go in on deep dives on each of them. We won't. We obviously don't have the time.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, Eric's got the links up in the comments there for Common SKU and promokitchen.org. So definitely check those out. Those are, fantastic resources. You guys do a great job. They're at Promo Kitchen, Jay. So kudos to you guys. We're going to have to give these taco guys some credit, Terry. It's a little hard to do, but I'll keep my greasy fingers to myself. And all right. So before we get too far away from what we were just talking about there, though, there's the other side of this that I wanted to kind of get your guys' take on it. And maybe, Jeff, we can start with you. So we talk about, understanding that we're leaving potential money on the table from our selling our customer standpoint. But I also know that apparel, T-shirts are also a big part of the promotional products world. How does somebody kind of also think about going the other way? You know, could I print T-shirts for other promotional products distributors? How does that look, Jeff?
Well, then you're talking about contract decorating, which is just, pretty much of a clean deal. Do you just want to be a contract decorator, for the promo people? And personally, I joke around. I have some suppliers or new people that reach out to me and say, hey, I want to enter the promotional products business. And I go, why? Why do you want to deal with these promotional products distributors? Yeah, Jay's laughing because he knows. It's like, seriously, you don't want to deal with these people. It's like, hey, there might be some big business, but I need these 18 shirts. I need them by Friday, and by the way, if you do these 12 shirts for me, there are going to be like 500 coming, behind you. It's just like the classic, contract decorator story. So I think that if you want to do contract decorating for, and you're set, your business is set up, for that. And there are many great decorators. I mean, that's, we use a decorator. I, no longer print myself, but I can remember this, Scott Fresner, love that guy. Scott would say, when you do contract decorating, quarters are rolling off your dryer, as opposed to you selling. You guys know this, right? You know that line. The dollars, when you would actually, sell stuff. So that's my thought on, I don't think that's where the lucrative part is for your decorator audience. I think it's about selling the stuff.
Yeah, no, that's
Jeff,
a great point.
Jeff makes a great point. I was going to say, Aaron, to add to that, rather than try to take it to that level, which is possible, it's out there, I would suggest that if you are an apparel decorator who's trying to figure this out, or if you're a promo person, either way, I think move yourself closer to the center and figure out if I'm a traditional apparel decorator, is what could I do with sublimation, and could I get a mug press and maybe kind of nibble my way into that with sublimation first? You know, that may make a desktop system. It's not a big investment. For under, let's say, for well under $5,000, you could have a pretty robust, you know, system for creating and printing your own promotional products. Okay. Whether that's flat goods, tiles, you know, mugs, as I said, or hundreds of other items. So that way you're kind of testing it. You're still kind of controlling it, but you're kind of in now, you're like your own mini supplier. And so it allows you also with more control. It allows you for marketing. It allows you for spec samples. It allows you to impress the, you know what, out of your potential audience, because you can make something one-off and people are flipping out. They're like, you made this for me. And again, back to that maker mentality, you made this for me and it's got my name and my branding and my, you know, theme and my, you know, all the things that are important to me and the purposes that I stand for. And so it's a great way to kind of cross that bridge. And so I just think it's an opportunity that some see, but then they get kind of nervous about it. So it's all about who you partner with. It's all about getting that training and that support.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's a really great point, Jay. And, you know, so from that actually fits nicely into what I was next thinking about here, Jay, is you guys, Jeff, perfect way to kind of describe it. You know, the quarter's coming off. I go so far as to call it nickels. You know, you're competing for nickels. And that's a challenging place. You have to be, you know, a really tight business. You have to be focused on that contract, decorating that, and just be really tight with your numbers. But from that, you guys kind of talked about, you know, that relationship between the promotional products distributor and the supplier. So, finding, you guys gave us some resources to kind of find some people that we can work with and trust, but maybe Jay, if you'll start us off here, just tell us a little bit more about that relationship. How does that working relationship happen there between suppliers and promotional products distributors?
Well, if you look at it this way, think of it like you had a list, a top 100 list, and all of the organizations and associations in the promotional product space, they kind of do this. They kind of have their top 50 or their top 40 or top 100. And so should you, if you want to enter this business, is you want to be able to partner with suppliers that are trusted, that have earned that spot. Like, they have thousands and thousands of other customers and they're not interested in taking your client. You are the client. And so they're serving you, Aaron, and you, Terry, and they want to make sure that everything is squared away. And so they have the resources of importing, they have the resources of decorating, they have the resources of actually helping you in some cases come up with creative approaches, alternative decorating abilities. You know, they're pioneering those types of spaces and investing in stuff, you know, $100,000 laser machines and you know, multi, just insane amount of investment. But they're also doing numbers. Like, they're not doing dozens, they're doing multi-millions. And so those multi-millions of nickels, they add up. And that's why I think that partnership is so important. Don't pretend to be them, and they're not pretending to be you. They know that if I am in the apparel decorator, promotional product, branded merchandise space, and I'm the branded merch expert, I also have the relationship with the client. And they don't have the time to manage my relationship and that one. So their guarantee is that divide works, because I'm going to spend more time with my buyers so that they can then spend more time perfecting the art and the science of decorating, you know, using UV printing or what, you know, whatever their apparel decoration or promotional product decoration method is. Yeah. So that relationship and that transparency, it used to be awkward. It's gotten a lot better in the last 10 years, in my opinion. And more people are being more open about that relationship so that we can truly best serve the buyer. Because at the end of the day, if I suck with that buyer, then that supplier doesn't get any business either. So it's in their best interest to not only have a kick-ass decorating approach and timely and on-point, on-trend products, but that they can also help me make certain suggestions at the right time.
Yeah, yeah, that's great information. So, Jeff, maybe take that one step further for us then and talk to us a little bit about are there some best practices, you know, as somebody that's going to be working with some of these promotional products suppliers, what are some best practices from our side here to then go work with some of these suppliers?
Well, that's a great question. And one is obviously these people, as I said before, have to have the information they need to properly produce it, a clean PO and all that. But what I want to add to what Jay was saying is that this does not need to be that complicated. There are lots of suppliers. Some of them are full line suppliers that cover a full gamut of products from bags to drinkware to writing instruments, to all that stuff. So you can find, and you can, you know, once you get involved in these communities and such, you can find suppliers that can meet most of your needs. And the other thing I want to add that's very unique to our industry, and I think it's, Jay, you'd probably say this is even more prevalent now than it was in the past, is how much a supplier will help you with your virtual samples and presentations. I'm working on things right now, and I go to my supplier and go, hey, the client wants to see this, this, and this. Now, you people who have artwork capability can go and do those mock-ups like you would on a t-shirt, but they're doing it on actual products. And so I'm able to go to my client and look like $1 million. I mean, I'm working with this large aerospace company right now, and we send them a presentation that we didn't actually have to create with these products. And they go, wow, that really was great. You know, and then I can take and work with them and get that business. So the point I want to make for apparel people want to get in this, don't be scared of it, because you can find, like Jay said, a core group of suppliers that will, you know, that you'll want to work with. They also cover this wide variety of products, but also will help you get the business. I mean, they just will. And that is, you know, take advantage of those resources, and some are better than others. You'll figure out who those are.
Well, you know, guys, we were kind of joking and about wings and tacos, but let's get serious and talk about tacos with Jay and Jeff, your guys' new podcast. So why did you guys start that, and what's it all about? Jay,
do you want to start, Jay?
Oh, boy. Well, first of all, Terry, before I answer that question, I just want to share with you something so that you can see here. I am wearing... I am a product of the product. So this is to commemorate about 2.5 years ago, Terry Combs and I were in Austin, Texas, in the Next Level Apparel booth. And what were we doing? We were printing on demand. We went to one of the largest, coolest of cool kid trade shows ever and got to hang out with Next Level Apparel. And we got to print. We were there with our printer, the F2100. So we were literally impressing those end buyers. And to see the crowd surrounding that printer and to see them just be like, oh, like that first look, it brought back so many great feelings, because I was like, remember when we used to go to trade shows and this happened, you know? So anyway,
exactly.
I forgot to say that at the beginning of the show.
That was an ADD moment right there. I mean,
pretty much. Now, how does this relate? Because about a year ago, this time last year, I was pretty frustrated with what was happening. We were just going into the start of a quote lockdown. People were told to, you know, slow the curve, and that ended up to stay at home, and that ended up to, you know, all kinds of garbage. So we've gone through a really tough period, and a lot of people have gone through a lot of loss, and that's sad. And it was a downer and a bummer of a moment for me. So on top of that, I started seeing a lot of the same old marketing. The same sales flyers, you know, like people from apparel companies that we know and respect, and I'm not going to call them out, and people from promotional product supplier companies, they were just like in a panic, didn't know what to do. And so they just kept doing what they always did. And I was so annoyed with that. It literally hit me to the core. And Jeff and I reconnected, and you know, he was feeling the same way. And I kind of politely, gently called him out, because if you don't know, Jeff also has done an amazing job with a platform called freepromotips.com and has been for the last 15 or 20 years an advocate to helping people be better at their craft, be better as marketers and salespeople and so on. So free promo tips is a big deal. And I noticed that Jeff was kind of facilitating some of this, not by design, not on purpose, but it's just the way it was. And so we got together out of frustration. I was like, we got to do something different. There has to be something different. We have to teach people how to be better at marketing. We have to showcase what other awesome people are doing, so, because they won't believe us. They'll see us and go, please, these two? So
really?
Pretty much, right, Jeff? So we got together and said, listen, we know a lot of really great people, really smart people, very friendly, very helpful, very willing to be giving. And if we could get them on a show and just give us two or three ideas, two or three points, two or three, you know, directional, hey, try this, try that, or this is what I did. And then we immediately saw that if we could capture that moment on video, we could show other people what's going on and how to do a better job. We could kind of try to raise the tide a little bit so that, you know, all ships, as long as they were on the water, they would all go up. And that's kind of what we started was, you know, everybody already knew me for tacos. I still am not 100% sure how that happened. But I'm sticking with it. And, you know, so we started to joke about having, well, let's just have people on and we'll just have tacos. And then we'll start talking about marketing. And one thing led to another. And here we are a year later.
And all this time, I thought it was just a scam to be able to eat more tacos.
Yeah,
well, that's part of Terry. It.
That's part of it.
Wow. It was the beginning of 2020 was a very interesting time. And like Jay said, I mean, we were both frustrated by things and, you know, a couple of things. One was everybody's just doing all the same stuff as Jay said. And we came up with this idea of just letting people share what's on their heart. And this became a thing called Promo Good News, taken off of this Some Good News that this John Krasinski guy had created. Just like, what do you really think? And we had national sales managers coming on saying, I had the most difficult day of my career when we had to make some really hard decisions. Because in those early days, people were just, I mean, you know, we're just getting axed. It was like a bloodbath in many ways. And we had moms who would typically be on the road saying, wow, I've discovered that rollerblading with my kids is cool. And so there was that whole family dynamic where people were home. And so that was this kind of feel good, like, let's just be real. And that's what that was. And then on the taco side, like Jay said, let's just do something that's different, that's relevant. And to, you know, to this day, I mean, I'm so passionate about this. And that's where this whole Advocates for the Industry is being birthed, to kind of, you know, help others, you know, in the industry. But the truth of the matter is, it's not business as usual. And, you know, all these suppliers, every day I get, there was one company, every day I get an email on masks. Every day. And finally, after a couple months of this, just last week, I go, seriously, every day on masks, like, how's that working for you? You know, like, if I see another mask promotion and they go, well, you know, and I've now unsubscribed. But if you can provide relevant content and information, that's the win. And it's a very noisy marketplace. And so my feeling is it's very noisy. And there's a lot of great content and some not so great and some a lot of fluff. But if you can cut through that with something that's relevant and beneficial, you know, then that's where the win is. You'll and help others. And we've been really privileged and blessed to have some amazing guests that are willing to share. You know, and it's like we don't have people go, oh, we're not going to share our secret sauce, or yet to have that. Although
no, we've had the opposite. We've had Mel Lay, Ryan Moore, we've had Danny Rosen and Robert Fiveash, Roger Burnett. We've had execs from Sweeta, Maple Ridge Farms. I'm sure I'm leaving people out. Snugs,
the Wounded Warrior Project.
I was going to end on that, Terry. God, you took it away. We had this guy named Terry Combs and another guy named Aaron Montgomery from Two Awkward Guys. And then we had Dan Nevins and Charity Gibson. So, I mean, we've had so many fun guests who, to Jeff's point, they recognize that to be different right now and to be passionate and to be real is the breakthrough. And so if we've said anything of importance today, it's what Jeff just said. It's to be real, to be passionate about what you're passionate about, focus in on that, and then figure out a different way to package it. Whatever you were doing before was before. Today's a new day. Breakthrough, have a taco, have wings, whatever it is, and set yourself on a new path. You know, this is the rebound moment. This is the time when you can figure something new out, and don't go back the same way you've always done it, because those best practices are broken. They sucked then and they're worse now.
Yeah. Well, we could just mic drop right there and call it, but that's not what we do here. So, you know, if you guys could just maybe show a little bit more passion about what you do, that would be really helpful. Oh, wait, no, that's amazing stuff. I will hold up my chicken wings again, Jay.
Yeah, I maybe get thirsty every now and then from that passion. I just
yeah, exactly. So obviously you guys are passionate about this, and that's amazing. And I think what that leads into is the fact that you guys are so involved in the educational space, the mentorship space, all that stuff. But Jeff, start us off here. Tell us why you believe that's so important. I mean, that's obviously a lot of your time, energy, and effort to be putting into something that doesn't directly translate to dollars. So why is that so important for you?
Yeah, I'm going to be really honest with you. surprise, surprise. It's frustrating that there are so few people that actually get this. Jay being one of them, there are a few that really understand that there is a value to giving back. And you know, it's not always about a cash return. You know, I always say, like, we have a business model to what we do, but I believe if you do something that is good and has value, the business model will follow. And frankly, I mean, right now I'm just so frustrated that there are so few people. I mean, there are these amazing organizations that are making a difference, but it's a small number of people. And the other side of that is, I kind of understand it, that people are just busy themselves trying to make their own living and survive and deal with their families. And so they don't have that time or energy to kind of, give back. So I don't, I don't cast any judgments on anybody, but it's a small number of people. And Jay, you'd probably, agree, who really are willing to go, this is worth my time, to help other people, and it's going to, come around in other ways. And that's what is driving Promo Kitchen. And again, the new AI movement, advocates movement, is different from Promo Kitchen because it supports Promo Kitchen. We're trying to get dialogue on important issues, but that will only be what the community wants it to be. And if the, I understand, you got to make money. You've got to do what you need to do for your family and take care of all that stuff. But if you can give back and see the value of that stuff, it's super rewarding in other ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is rewarding.
Yeah.
For sure.
Jade, and just maybe give us your take there too. I mean, obviously, yeah, you guys are putting in a lot of time and effort creating some great content. And like Jeff said, that all builds upon itself, but to be, a mentor and things like that, what does that do for you internally?
Oh my gosh, Aaron, it's just giving me goosebumps thinking about it right now. I mean, you guys know me as the goofy guy with the tacos and all that, but the truth is this, is that you feel so much better about the relationship that you have with everyone when you can be a value and of service with no strings, with no expectation in return. And so, whether looking at it this way, there's a lot of great service going on in our country right now. There are people with huge hearts. And if you can't serve, if you can't give your money, you can give of time, or you can give of your talent. So whether it's time, talent, or actually, write a check, some people have that ability. But for us, for most people, and for people that are in our little circle of influence at Promo Kitchen, it's really about, we all recognized that if it were not for previous mentors that we connected with, if it were not for the great educators that we connected with, that we wouldn't be here. So it's our responsibility to try to lift up others and at least, create an environment where, a few people are attracted to this and say, there's nothing here. There's no expectation. And Jeff taught me a really important principle, which was cause before commerce. And to be able to think about that cause or that mission or that purpose. And so mentorship for me, I was so fortunate. I was so blessed and lucky because I had my dad, I had his partner. I got lucky and met some really important people in the early days of my career who helped me with sales and helped me with self-confidence and who just pointed me in the right direction, said, quit being such a dumbass, don't make those mistakes. And, they still call me every now and then and remind me of that. But, it's some way for me to then give back to others. And we've all had that great feeling, whether it was at a church environment or whether it was at a service organization environment or whether it was through your own industry. And so for us, it's an amazing opportunity to then help apparel decorators and help business owners and help sales reps and marketers. You know, if you could just make 1% better, multiply that out times a 10,000 people, think about the impact that's going to make on our industry. So, and you both know this because you both do it. That's in essence. I asked you 2 weeks ago, why do you guys keep doing this crazy show? And you're both like, I think Terry said, oh, three words, education, education, education. You know, that's what your show is about. That's what you guys keep bringing is value, help, education. And so for us, it's no different. It's the same thing. It's just, you know, tacos make everything better.
That's awesome. Hey guys, we have come to the end of our hour. So how can our listeners, our viewers find you? Jeff, let's start with you.
So freeproandtips.com, everything is there. Advocates for the Industry is there. Our taco show, all our videos are under what we call now living room TV. You know, just gathering around the living room and watching the taco show or coffee and conversation with industry leaders, all under there. And on there, on our site, you can sign up for our monthly e-newsletter. And then we're on social media, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Jeff at Free Promo Tips. You can reach me there. And that's it. Jay?
Yeah, you can find me at promokitchen.org, O-R-G, or you can obviously find me at LinkedIn. You can, most of you know that Terry and I are co-workers, so I get to pretend to be the marketing director at Equipment Zone for as long as Harry will have me, which is a great blessing in my life. So, Jay at Equipment Zone or Jay Bassell at Gmail or find me on LinkedIn and let me know how I can help. I'm here for you.
Awesome. Thanks.
Thanks, guys, for being on the show today. We always enjoy talking with you guys. And
taco about us? What was that?
I did say taco about
you. Enjoy taco about us.
Can before we let him go, Terry? Oh yeah, you're gonna have your chicken wing there. I do have one comment I want to share from the regulators. Terry Saunders from CMO Screen Print Supply says nachos are just tacos that don't have their lives together. Can you guys
that's confirm? A good statement. Yes, I can confirm that.
Yes. They're a mess, those nachos. Come on.
They're free for all of
tortillas.
Aaron, they're what we call the after party.
The after party. And then after, okay, never mind. We're not going to go. Okay. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. You guys are going to go home or go out this afternoon and have some chicken wings because you've realized that.
To celebrate and commemorate this moment, I might just do that. And knowing you're in town, so hey, buddy, let's figure out something there. And also, just thanks to you guys. You have become, in many ways, our mentors. You started this, 9 years ago? So kudos to you. Well done. We can't hold a taco to your talent. So I applaud you for your organization and for the impact you both have made. So if this is one thing I can say, and all your regulators know this, wings up to you guys.
Thank you guys. Appreciate your time today, Jeff, Jay, you guys are great friends. Thanks a lot. And we will talk to you very soon. All right, Terry. So, let's see here. We've got five things. So, Eric, if you'll bring us into five things, and then Terry's got some five things for us here.
All right. Well, here are my five things. Five advantages of a home-based business. Number one, low overhead and commitment to a building mortgage or lease and no drive time. Number two, you can take a break and do some laundry. Number three, if you have kids at home, no or limited daycare. Number four, the ability and ease of putting in an extra hour or two outside of normal working hours. And number five, maybe the most important, the why of your home-based business can be a part of your business story. So those are my five advantages of home-based businesses. Aaron and I actually have another five that I'm preparing, the five disadvantages of a home-based business.
So, Terry, that is fantastic. And if regulators, taco guys, whoever wants to do a five things, please make sure that you send those over to us. Find us on social media. Hit us up on at info@tworegularguys.com.
I will talk a little bit about what's coming up. My complete screen printing business course with Workhorse Products in Phoenix is April 17th and 18th. My complete screen printing business course at Atlas Screen Supply in Chicago, May 22nd, 23rd, is sold out. So the next class there will be August 21st and 22nd. And you can watch for all my upcoming events there. And Aaron just walked across the room.
I'm coming in. All right, we're in show here. So what I've got coming up here in just a moment, we'll be back with the half with Eric Campbell and I, a 30-minute Q&A session. And it's the one time that Eric and I might actually get a show done on time. So we always have a blast with that. And yeah, Todd says, go sit on Santa's lap. All right. Well, I've got some other stuff coming up over at DAX here next week. So make sure you go over to daxshow.com. There's a few presentations left, including my two. So excited to be able to bring those to you next week. Terry, will you share what Eric's got going on? And yeah. I'm going to go get some chicken wings.
Okay, absolutely. you can join Eric on his show at 2:30 Mountain Daylight Time for the take up. It's episode number 60, embroidery adjacent tools and skills. Eric will be sharing some of his favorite tools and talking about non-embroidery skills he thinks make the difference. And Eric's new webinar has a date, May 8th, and title, Mastering All Aspects of Small Run Patches and Emblems, subject to change. if you like creating and selling patches, go to decorators.education/DNLD. I'm sure Eric will put it up on the screen. and let's see. So, Aaron, we also want to thank Jay and Jeff from Tacos with Jay and Jeff for being on the show. And we want to thank Eric Campbell for keeping things running smoothly. In fact, next week we're turning over the microphones to Eric Campbell and Jeremy Picker to talk embroidery and talk promotions. And so, Aaron, until then, I'm Terry Combs. He's Aaron Montgomery.
We are the Two Regular Guys.
Here we go. We're out.
Awesome.
Thank you for listening to Two Regular Guys. Check out our website at tworegularguys.com. That's the number 2regularguys.com. You can also interact with us over at our Facebook page, facebook.com/tworegularguys, or send us a tweet, twitter.com/tworegularguys. And we have a YouTube page. You can find all that from our website, tworegularguys.com. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to spending some time with you again next week.